talked with Coach Sweeney about the draft last year and how when a few quarterbacks went off the board, how you reacted so calmly. Were you nervous inside, and what were those moments like for you?
I was cool, both outside and inside. I was, you know, prepared for any situation. I didn't really have a team that I really wanted to go to. I was open for anybody, whoever wanted me. I was going to go to the organization and be the person I am. And so for me, the you know, get caught up in the hype and having guys go before me, I didn't want to get caught up in it. I knew wherever I land, it was the right place for me. And once I get there, I was going to start my own legacy and perfect my craft and do what I do.
You just mentioned the pre-draft visits. When you came here, we remember seeing you in the lunchroom with DeAndre Hopkins and a lot of other Texans. What was that day like for you, and what sort of impression did you have of this organization?
That day was cool. Met with OB and the offensive coaching staffs and had a great meeting and visit with those guys, and I came down for lunch and I sat down with Hop, DJ Reader, Clowney, different guys like that, and just kind of conversated, and they just kind of gave me an inside scoop of, you know, just the process and then how the lead was. Yeah, I knew that if somehow I can get here, if it was possible, which it was, this was going to be the spot.
You get picked from that moment for the next hour and a half. What was that like?
It was crazy because, at first, I picked 12. I thought I was going to Cleveland. And, the clock is running down. I'm sitting in the green room, and I'm just waiting. I kind of knew I was going either 12 or 13. And then, I seen the Houston trade. And once I seen that, I looked up at my agent, and he was like, this could be it. And right when I turned around, my phone was ringing. And I didn't have a Houston number, but it said Houston. I was like, oh, this is it. And then from there, it just kind of just like chaos. Just media, talking to people, phone calls, text messages, spending time with the family, trying to get everything gathered up for the next morning they had here. And it was fun, but it was crazy at the same time.
Was it all a blur?
Not right now, actually. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was one of the moments that I will remember for a long time. That I've been dreaming about. I could have easily did it at home in my hometown with all my family and friends, but I always told myself, if I get the opportunity to go to the draft and to spend it, I'm going to cherish and enjoy it, and I did.
Family's clearly very important to you. What role did they play in this whole draft process and on draft night?
They were big, just a support cast. Through the good and bad, keeping me leveled. My mom always kept me balanced. I always said to keep an open mind and make sure that, I'm enjoying it because this is what I dreamed about. And just put in all the work you can and just let God take care of everything else. And they were always there loving me and making sure that wherever I end up, they were going to support me. There wasn't no favoritism of where I wanted to go. And they were just always that.
How much have you improved mentally and physically year one to year two?
So much. It's like night and day. Coming in, I was just trying to get everything down, situated, and just go play football. But, having an off season and, getting back healthy and getting stronger in the weight room and having time to go through the playbook, it's, I'm way ahead of what I was last year. So I'm confident and I'm, excited about the new preparation, the new team we have, and just going into whenever I get back in training camp, going full force and being a new player, a smarter player.
Do you feel like you've made it yet?
No, I'm never satisfied. I feel like, complacency is one of those things that can really, really bring you down. And, my mom and previous coaches always told me never get complacent regardless of all the success that you have. Always continue to work like you was whenever you was a little kid trying to get to your dream. And once you get to your dream, you got to have other dreams that you want to achieve. And so I'm in that position right now where, I got to, my first dream, and now the next dream is, a couple Super Bowls, Hall of Fame, and I know where I was before, and I know where I want to get to, so I got to put the work in.